بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب التغليظ تحريم إباق العبد من سيده. In this chapter is the discussion of the gravesome, the severe prohibition of a slave running away from his master. Before that, we should understand what slavery is as far as Islam is concerned. We are unfortunately groomed in a Western mind, living in a Western country, so we think of slavery as it is taught in the Western world, that it's like the Americans who came and took people from Africa, black people, and enslaved free people, people who were free, who were not slaves, and made them work for them in very terrible conditions. And the last nation in the world to abolish slavery were the Americans. And the first nation in the world to do away with slavery are the Muslims and the law of Islam. And slavery was prevalent before Islam also. The people were treated, that they were slaves, and they were treated in very terrible conditions. The slavery that is in Islam are really the prisoners of war. Whenever until today wars take place, and the prisoners of war get a very raw deal. But in Islam, the prisoners of war were given refuge in Muslim homes. They were distributed to the mujahideen, the warriors, and then very strict rules applied to looking after them. Like, for example, feed them what you eat. That same level you should feed them. Clothe them as what you wear. That, in other words, their living standards must be to that extent. And the wisdom behind this, when they were living in Muslim homes, they could see Islam from close proximity. And they could see the fairness and the justness and how kind, and when they were true Muslims, what the character of the Muslims were, how honorable and upright they were. And in that way, they would be invited automatically to Islam and to accept Islam. However, this chapter deals with that slavery and the running away of a slave from his master. عن جرير قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Jarir رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أيما عبد أبقى فقد برعت منه الذمة. That when a slave escapes and runs away from his master, he loses his Islamic protection. This was another thing, that wherever the Muslims ruled over non-Muslims, and those non-Muslims paid tax to the Muslim ruling party, then the Muslims took it as their responsibility to protect them. They protected their lives, they protected their homes, and in case there was some case of burglary or anything, they refunded the taxes which they had given, because we failed in doing our duty. So in this way, protection was given. And a slave who escapes from Darul Islam to Darul Harb and becomes a renegade loses all the rights and protection he enjoyed under Islam and should be killed in that case if he runs away. But when he stays there, he enjoys protection also. And his cases are upheld. And if he has a complaint against his master, the case will be heard, and the master will be reprimanded and given the suitable punishment. He has to treat his slave properly. And in Islam we see that it had taught how it had abolished slavery in the very, very subtle way. That if you do something, free a slave and your guna will be forgiven. For example, you can't keep 60 rozas when you have broken your roza in Ramadan, then free so many slaves, etc. For many, many things, virtues have come, free slaves. So Islam had taught that how to treat humans as human, did not rob them of their human values. And unfortunately, with our Western mindset, we are also influenced by the propaganda of the West, that Islam teaches for slavery, and Islam is a religion that regards human beings, that robs humans of their basic human rights, etc. whereas they are actually guilty of that, and they have put the blame on Islam. If we study our Islam, we will see what an honorable religion Islam is, and how it had treated people and the prisoners of war, especially women, how terribly they were treated. But Islam gave them refuge in Muslim homes. Just like Islam teaches that every Muslim home should be an orphanage. Great virtues are mentioned for looking after an orphan, that we don't have to have separate orphanages. Islam teaches every Muslim home should be an old age home, that we don't have to have old age homes where the poor old parents who suffered their whole life for their children and looked after them, and now they are dumped in an old age home. But that they be treated with great, great kindness and with a great, great fairness, and great rewards are mentioned for that. وَعَنْهُ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إذا أبقى العبد لم تقبل له صلاة وفي رواية فقد كفر. And in another narration it comes, when a slave escapes, he has become a Muslim, he has accepted Islam, but he escapes, then his salat is not accepted till he remains as an escapee. And in another riwayat it comes that he has committed kufr. Yeah, kufr means that he has unappreciated the bounties of his master, because the master has to treat him exactly how he himself lives, gives him a place to live like he lives. Yeah, so today we don't treat our servants like that. How Islam is taught, how slaves must be treated. So then he has shown this great disrespect. So, that no salat of his is accepted means that he will not be rewarded by Allah for performing the salat. His faras will be done, but he won't get the reward for performing the salat. So may we understand the Islam properly, and what a sublime and pure religion Allah has given us, and no other way of life. Western way of life of freedom, no values, where women haven't got value, they are used as advertising means for any and everything, where women sell themselves over in markets everywhere, where there is alcoholism, where there is juvenile delinquentism, all these things, these are called freedom. But Islam is taught true human values to mankind. And if we try and live an Islamic way of life, we will enjoy the fruit of the teachings of Islam.